realize I'm real old-fashioned. He didn't say that the screaming guitar was going to keep the enemies out of the gate. I know where I'm headed, and I know what God wants to do in this meeting tonight, okay? And before we get done, we may bounce off the walls and froth at the mouth, but I'm going to tell you something. It's the will of God. It is the perfect will of God that something happens, and it's been the precedent of this meeting. The trend's already been set. The direction's already been set. God wants to raise up young people that walk out of this conference and make a difference in your city. Period. I love the bass guitar, I love the drums, but he didn't say the bass guitar, the drums would keep the enemy out of the gates. I thank God for the faithful, seasoned saints in our church. I thank God for our elders. I thank God for the ministry. I thank God for the fivefold ministry. But he didn't say these things would contend with the enemies in the gate. And I understand that most of us are familiar with this text because it's used in baby dedications and it's applicable. But if you allow me, let me use it in a spiritual sense. Brother Johnson, I think the thing that we're missing, that we've got to reacquaint ourselves with, is the weapon of personal evangelism and soul winning. We are so talented. I am tired of hearing people talk about how talented our kids are, and I know they are, and I'm thankful that they are, but God gave you that talent for you to do more than just be able to play that keyboard by ear. God gave you that talent, young person, for you to do more than just play that guitar by ear. Young lady, God gave you that beautiful voice for more than just to sing front line on Sunday night and lead in the choir. And so we got our hands full of guitars and drumsticks, and I've been to churches, they got six drummers lined up against the wall. You make an altar service, you make an altar call, and they got six drummers lined against the wall waiting for the next guy to get tired. And I'm screaming and hollering and sweating through a shirt after I done preached for 45 minutes trying to scramble and pray for everybody in the altar. It is my personal belief, and I propose to this Peak Conference 2010 the reason, and I have a problem because the Bible says greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world, and I have a problem when it looks like hell's prevailing. That may not bother you. You may be able to explain that away, but as a 29-year-old young preacher, that bothers me. Brother O'Dare, it bothers me when we have promises that we can pick up anything deadly and it shall not harm us. We have promises to put the enemy under our foot. And then I step into these churches, and there's adultery everywhere, and there's fornication everywhere, and there's young people texting nude pictures of one another, and people caught up in pornography, and the church is bound up. And there's more divorce in the apostolic church than it's ever been before. Now, Brother Coon, I don't have gray hair. I'm just a young man. But I'm gonna tell you something. I don't care if we call ourselves conservative or not. This is going on, and we can't pull the covers over our head and act like it's not happening. You can preach about how holy your church is, but there are spirits loose and conservative churches where ladies look like holiness on Sunday night, and then they got a pair of pants on Monday. That bothers me. Where does that hypocrisy get in? Where does that rebellion get in? Where do young people get in their minds that their pastor can believe it straight and they take what they want and leave what they want? Brother Goddard, fancy pants preaching is not going to keep the enemy out of our gates. There's nothing more that I love to sit down and to hear somebody that's studied and somebody that's prepared. There's nothing more I like to hear than a good message that you can tell that there's been a lot of time that's been spent on it. But you better hear me, young preacher. You better hear what I'm telling you. The devil will destroy your ministry.